Welcome, everybody. I would like to specifically welcome our newest members of TICBAC. Oh, and I see Judge Conklin has now joined us.
Yep. Sorry, just transitioning from trial. So, Rebecca, thanks so much for stepping in. Do you want to just keep going or do you want me to pick it up?
You know what? Well, I'll welcome our newest members and then I'll turn it over to you. We
Great.
Have Judge Judith Clark, Judge Maria Hernandez. I believe she's absent today, but we want to welcome her. Judge David Kalamankarian. Thank you for joining us. Our CEO from Sacramento, Lee Seal, and Mr. David Slayton from this really tiny little court down south, Los Angeles. So welcome to all of you. We are very pleased to have you, and we will get started here. Judge Conklin, would you like to take it from there?
I sure will, Rebecca. Thanks for stepping up. I'm sorry, folks, as I said, just coming in from a trial. Thanks for your patience. I will join in welcoming those new members. I hope you find this committee both vibrant and rewarding. I'm sure you will. And thanks to all of you who continue with us. Important work to be done. With that, I'll ask Rose to take roll. Rose?
Judge Conklin?
Yep, present, thank you.
Ms. Fleming?
Present.
Judge Clark?
Present.
Judge Fanning? Judge Gabe?
Here.
Judge Getty? Judge Hernandez will be absent today.
Judge Actually, I'm here, thank you.
Oh, perfect, thank you. Judge Kalamankarian?
Here.
Judge Kelly? Judge Lodge?
Present.
Judge Reinhart informed us he would be absent today. Judge Sachs?
Here.
Judge Siebert? Ms. Cameron?
Present.
Mr. Finke?
Here.
Mr. Kim?
Here.
Mr. Landry?
Here.
Ms. Levere?
Here.
Mr. Riley?
Here.
Mr. Rule?
Here.
Mr. Seal?
Here.
Mr. Slayton?
Here.
Mr. Taniguchi?
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, present.
Mr. Wardlaw?
Yes, good afternoon, everybody.
Mr. Theodorovich?
Hello, everyone.
Thank you.
Rose, I'm sorry. I didn't get in time when you mentioned her name, but Judge Fannin will not be joining us today, as she did notify us.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, Rose, thanks so much. So before we get into the materials, I'm going to turn over to Zlatko just for a slight correction on the materials. I want to preface that comment with, and I think everybody knows this, but staff works very diligently to get these materials together. We're also, however, on some very tight deadlines. It's a public meeting. We have requirements when we have to get those materials posted. So every now and then, as you will see, there's a little discrepancy between the materials that were published and the materials that we use. And Zlatko is going to walk us through that for these materials. Zlatko?
No, thank you, Judge. And notwithstanding that, we staff need to make sure that we do get these documents accurately for you. And thank you, Krista, for looking at the documents and noting that there are some numbers that are not included in the funds on behalf of Column. And so we will note that as far as the process, and we will definitely get those numbers validated and reposted to the public website for folks. And so we apologize for that. I apologize for that. We need to be more better about getting the accurate documents, notwithstanding timelines and whatnot. So we'll begin, but we do appreciate Krista's keen eye, and we will get those errors fixed and updated materials posted as soon as possible. That should be today.
Zlatko, thanks so much. And again, thanks to everybody on the committee. Krista brought that to our attention. I was in a conversation with Judge Kalamankarian yesterday about discussing numbers in the materials. And it's always helpful when our members, and I think this establishes how close our members pay attention to those materials. And every now and then, nothing's perfect. Every now and then they catch something that needs to be corrected, and that's what we'll accomplish. So thanks to all for doing that. Just some procedural matters before we get into the single action item on today's agenda. The first is to approve minutes from both our September 7th TICPAC meeting and our September 27th action by email. I'll consider those together. Is there a motion to approve both of those minutes?
Gabe approves.
Thanks. I heard Judge Gabe approve, and I heard Judge David Yamasaki right afterwards moved and
seconded.
Moved and seconded that all those materials be approved. Any opposition to the motion to approve those minutes? And hearing none, those minutes are approved. Rose, just want to double check that we did not receive any public comment for today's meeting.
No, Judge, we did not.
Very good. And now we'll get right into our discussion item with Oksana, and that is final adjustments for year-end balances. This is page 6 of your materials. And Oksana, I'm going to turn it right over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Conklin. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Oksana Tak. I'm a senior analyst with Budget Services. Beginning June 30th, 2019, Government Code Section 77203 allows trial courts to carry over unexpended funds in the amount not to exceed 3% of the court's operating budget from the prior fiscal year. This is known as the 3% cap, and the operating budget is defined as actual expenditures, including accruals and encumbrances. Statute requires that in January of each fiscal year, after review of available trial court reserves for the prior fiscal year, the Judicial Council shall finalize allocations to the trial courts. Each court's finalized allocation shall be offset by the amount of reserves in excess of the 3% cap. Trial courts submitted their final 3% computations with year-end information. Those figures are in Attachment A on page 9 of the materials. This attachment reflects the calculation of the adjustments to courts' fund balance cap for 2022-23. Specifically, column L displays courts' total final reduction of 30 million. On the following page, attachment B provides details on the final allocation adjustments for the 2022-23 fund balance 3% cap adjustment. And we are verifying the values in the trial court trust fund, funds hold on behalf request that will be allocated for current year expenditures shown in column C. This funding will be distributed in the February 2024.
Oksana, you froze. Are you there?
I'm here.
There you go. You froze. If you could just repeat maybe your last 15, 20 seconds.
Okay. I'll start with attachment D. Will it be okay?
Sure.
So attachment B provides details on the final allocation adjustments for the 2022-23 fund balance 3% cap adjustment. And we are verifying the values in the trial court trust fund for funds hold on behalf requests that will be allocated for current year expenditures. They're shown in column C. This funding will be distributed in February 2024 distribution to the trial courts. Column D reflects amount held in the reserve in the trial court trust fund for the future year expenditures. The recommendation before the trial court budget advisory committee is to approve the 3% fund balance cap reduction allocation of 30 million, consistent with the trial court's final calculations of the amount above the 3% fund balance cap. Once all of the final year end figures, including funds hold on behalf, are confirmed, consistent with the Judicial Council approved methodology. This committee recommendation will be considered then by Judicial Branch Budget Committee and Judicial Council at its business meeting on January 19, 2024. So that concludes our presentation, and we will be happy to answer any questions.
Just Conklin, just to carry up on my initial comment. So while the figures that are in are the ones that are posted materials, will be based on this validation, reposting the materials consistent with the methodology that the council has approved for the final allocation adjustments.
Okay, so the corrections that we talked about will be reflected in the charts before it's submitted.
Will be, yes, we're working on those, and those should, we'll get those posted to the materials page today so that the public will have the updated numbers as well as all of you.
Great, I appreciate that. And just a couple notes. I know Judge Mormon is with us from the chair of JBBC. Judge Mormon, thanks so much for joining us. Also, Adam Dorsey's with us. I think you're all aware of the transition from John to Adam, but I'll detail that a little bit more when we get into our educational session. Adam, thank you, welcome, and good luck. It's an interesting road. We're glad you're along for the ride. So with that clarification, any questions for Oksana, recognizing the corrections that will be made to the numbers with this material before it's submitted finally, any questions for Oksana about the funds held on behalf of or the final end numbers? And I would invite a motion to approve the material subject to the corrections that we have discussed.
Lush would make that motion as just stated by Judge Conklin.
Calum Carrion will second.
Moved and seconded that the materials be approved subject to a final review, correction, and posting to all to the site before it is submitted as required. With that, any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Also note, Judge Siebert, thanks. Glad to see you there. Judge Siebert has now joined us. I think we're now current on our everybody who's with us. And that actually, as I see it, Rose, unless I'm missing something, that concludes our open meeting. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so I don't know what rules apply. We're a full 15 minutes before we're supposed to start our closed session. And I'm inclined to roll into that sooner than 12:30 just to get us going. But I also, if folks were counting on a little bit extra time to grab a bite to eat, I don't hear any. Go ahead, Zucco.
I think it's to the will of the group and of you as the chair as to how you'd like to proceed. I don't think there's anything that precludes us from completing this open session. And since it is a closed educational session, that can, the recording can cease and we can restart the meeting.
Okay, so let's do that. If anybody, I'll tell you what, let's take literally five minutes. It's 12:15. You can now, we're going to just turn off the recording. You don't have to transition anywhere, but in case anybody was thinking, oh, I just need a few minutes before 12:30, we'll start at 12:20 instead of 12:30. That'll save us 10 minutes. You know me, I'd like to start early if we can, and here we are, but I also want to respect each of your